The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And it's the Roots Band from St. Louis, Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three on our show today. They're going to be performing with guests Ghost Town Gramophone tonight at the Castle Theater in Bloomington, with the show starting at 8 o'clock, doors opening at 7 o'clock. And we're pleased to have them on the show. It promises to be quite a bit of fun, and I'm not going to say much more about them than that because I think it will be pretty obvious that it's hard to describe their music once you hear them. But I do hope you'll stick around for Live and Local today. I'm Kevin Kelly. We just heard the Squirrel Nut Zippers, a tune called Suits Are Picking Up the Bill, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I thought that might be a reasonable introduction, although not exactly an indication of what kind of music you're about to hear from. Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three, they're going to be at the Castle Theater in Bloomington tonight at 8 o'clock, and they stopped by our studios for the hour. They'll be with us. Well, they are with us. One, two, three, four of them. Here we have Pokey Lafarge and Adam Hoskins. Hello. And Ryan Koenig.
Yeah, you got it.
And wow. Joey Glenn. Where's Ryan? Ryan, there we go. See, you can't tell who I'm looking at, of course, this being radio. But anyway, thank you all for coming in.
Pleasure to be here, sir.
Thanks for having us.
I do have to ask the perhaps obvious question, where'd you get the name Pokey?
It's an old nickname from childhood.
Was there a reason for it?
Yeah, you know, I mean...
Gumby and Pokey?
No, you're too young like for that. I was a little too young for that, I guess. Yeah. But I guess I'm a little too young for the music that I play anyway. So when people say, oh, you're too young for that, you wouldn't recognize that. Well, actually, most of the things I'm interested in are about 80 to 100 years old. So, But no, it was just like kind of lagging behind and stuff like that. Maybe going out shopping with mom and whatnot, you know, lagging behind the grocery store so I could steal some suckers, put them in my pocket, you know.
And has that changed any?
You know, we don't need to get into that. It's a lot. I'm not a kleptomaniac, if that's what you're asking, but
no, I was thinking just the pokey part.
I definitely move fast, probably in one direction, in one space, and maybe lag behind. I'm hyperactive, but I have a tendency to lag behind. Yes,
I should ask these other guys if any.
Yeah,
of
that's what
true.
I'm saying. Yeah, it's a long discussion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got an hour. So.
We spent too much time together.
Well, you might as well play us a tune, since I was sort of describing, trying to describe your music and completely at a loss. So,
well, people ask, and I guess we'll just go ahead and play, and we can talk about it afterwards, maybe.
There we go.
Okay, this is a tune by Tampa Red. This is a song what he did with his Blue Five up there in Chicago. It's a tune called Cheating On Me. Two, three, and...
used to be, used to mean so much to me. Hear me blind, but now I see. I know you've been cheating on me. Take of these and your doors, you too. Be on your way, babe, I'm through with you. I can't stand the way that you do. I know you've been cheating on me. Good as I've been to you, you let the devil fool you. And I'm ringing hallelujah, baby. Know you had it coming to you. There's nothing left to confess. Told my heart to give love a rest. What I'm doing is far from best. I know you've been cheating on me, that's right. gal that you used to be. Used to mean so much to me. Had me blind but not see. I know you've been cheating on me, yeah. Take your these and your doses too. Be on your way, baby, I'm through with you. I can't stand the way that you do. I know you've been cheating on me. Good as I've been to you. You let the devil fool you. Now I'm ringing hallelujah. Baby, you know you had it coming to you.
Pokey LaFarge in the South City 3 here on Live and Local. Yeah, is right. Morning. And they're right here in our studio with us. You know, I want to ask, first person I want to talk to here, because this was a phenomenon to me, is the bass player.
Ooh.
And
dang, they never, they're going straight for the heart.
Yeah, that's right, Joey Glenn.
They never get Joey on it first.
Because I don't know how long ago it was, not a few months ago, I guess, several months ago, where we didn't have him in the studio here, but we had him here in town. In fact, they're going to be back in town this weekend, and then in June, I think.
Who's they?
They are the Hot Club of San Francisco. Mm. And that was the first time I'd seen a bass player do that sort of flat-handed thing where you're also playing your own, being your own percussionist.
Oh, yeah, the slapping.
Yeah, is there a technical term for that?
Slap bass.
Slap bass.
That's it?
Pretty much, yeah.
But I mean, I've seen it before where, you know, you do a slap pizzicato where you pull the string and you slap it against the fingerboard. But is that particular to Western swing style?
Or
that
just,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You jazz wanna, too, you know, old jazz old bands, weird novelty jazz bands. They're certainly an old style, you know.
Mm-hmm. You want to give a little more of a demonstration of that? Would you please?
Oh, just do some slapping?
Yeah. Sort of give us a virtuoso turn there. So what you're doing is you're obviously plucking, but then you're... I can't even quite see how fast your hand is moving there.
Yeah, it's kind of a... You pop the string out, and then I guess you hit down with your palm, and then your fingers, and then you pop again. So it's,
breaking it down for him, man.
That's right. And you can probably go really fast if you want to, and intricate and so on.
Yeah, well, let's do something where
sure.
If you want to hear some, you want to rip a solo up on this one, let's do Head to Toe.
Yeah. I forget the name of the bass player for Hot Club of San Francisco, but he was pretty virtuosic on that thing. Every time, you know, he'd get a solo, everybody would cheer like mad, and every time the guitar player would do the solo, like this polite applause, but yet he was the serious musician.
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah.
Hot Club of Cowtown has a really good slap bassist, too.
You know, that's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
It's Hot Club of Cowtown.
That's who I'm thinking of.
His name's Jake Irwin.
Jake Irwin.
That's right. Yeah, that's
he's
who
one
I'm
of the best,
of.
By
yeah,
the
he's
way.
One of the best.
But the Hot Club of San Francisco is going to be in Decatur tomorrow. I'll just mention this now because I'll do a calendar later, but I'll get it out off my chest. At the Kirkland Fine Arts Center is a show they're calling Meet Me in Paris Behind the Curtain, and they're joined by vocalist Isabel Fontaine. They're a wonderful, wonderful band. But yeah, it was Hot Club of Cowtown, I'm thinking. Thank you very much. Jake Irwin, yeah. That was
Jake Irwin, yeah. That's
but their guitarist,
band.
Whit Smith, is
Whit
fantastic.
Smith.
Oh,
he's
they're all good.
Ridiculously good, yeah.
Wonderful,
it's,
wonderful
it's
musicians.
Kinda, it, we saw we were at Folk Alliance in February in Memphis and got an opportunity to see them a couple of times. We were there with some buddies of ours, other bands, that, you know, similar styles and stuff like that. We were all sitting there watching them and just, you know, it was inspiring. You didn't want to play music. You wanted to play music, but at the same time, you know, you didn't want to play ever again.
Only behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors. Yeah.
And you certainly didn't want to play after them, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I didn't
correct.
Know whether to go home and practice or kill myself right there.
Break a guitar. Yeah. Just
well, yeah, you could go halfway between and just hang up the guitar if you really had to do something.
Just take the office job.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't do any of the above. So, yeah, what's this tune
keep
that's going to...
extreme.
What's this tune that's going to show off the bass?
We have a new album coming out in July, and the album's called Middle of Everywhere. We're actually releasing it in Europe first. We're going over there at the end of this month for about 6 weeks, I guess. This is a tune off that album. It's a song called Head to Toe.
One, two, three, and...
Head to toe,
head
to toe.
I really love you.
I really love you.
Want you to see.
Want you to see.
So listen up while I tell you that I want you to know that I believe.
I believe
that you got something.
That special something.
But there ain't nothing.
Ain't
no,
nothing.
Gonna make more to let you go. Not just your body that makes me feel the way I do. Cause you know there's so many ways to tell you, baby. I love you, but
at this time,
nothing else gonna mind.
Let it come to mind.
So I'll just say my way.
That I love you from head to toe.
So listen up while I tell you that I want you to know that I believe.
I believe
you got something.
That special something.
Oh, there ain't nothing.
Ain't
no,
nothing.
Gonna make me wanna let you go. Not just your body that makes me feel the way I do. Cause you know there's so many ways to tell you, baby. I love you, but
at this time,
nothing else gonna mind
my mind.
So I'll just say it my way.
I love you from head to toe.
Gonna say it again. I just say it my way.
I love you from head to toe.
Yeah, so Pokey the Fart, South City 3 featuring, in that case, Joey Glenn on the bass. Yeah, that was exactly what I was talking about. I had never heard that
before.
He gave
him what he wanted, man.
Yeah, I had never heard that before, you know, last fall when the Hot Club of Cowtown was here. And they are going to be back playing for the Champaign Urbana Folk and Roots Festival next month. And we'll see what we can rig up about that.
Hot Club of Cowtown?
Yeah.
It's coming back for what?
They're coming back to as a concert for the Champaign Urbana Folk and Roots Festival.
Ah, oh, fantastic. That's in June.
Sometime in June. Yeah,
not too bad. We'll be in Europe, but I'll have to tell some folks down in St. Louis who really would like to come up and see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played that. The place we're playing at tonight, I don't mean to jump the gun.
Fine.
The Castle in Bloomington. They played there, too. And I think that's fantastic for Bloomington Normal, the Castle, that they're bringing Hot Club of Cowtown through and they're doing so many shows and Central Illinois. I think that's fantastic. I heard they played there a couple months ago or this winter.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I don't think they're going to be
I don't think
soon.
They're coming back, but
no. The Castle, to me anyway, I haven't been there, you know. We're broadcasting from Urbana and I'm just learning about a lot of the venues outside of here, and the Castle, I think we just found out about a couple weeks ago. I mean, they've been around
for a long
time.
Well, I tell you what, man. Well, I played their solo years ago, about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful room. I'll tell you about Bloomington Normal, just has unfortunately not had a lot of great venues or any great venues really to play over the years. We haven't played there. Now that they have this place and they're bringing along some of, I guess you could say, cohorts or whatever.
Patriots.
Similar styles.
Comrades.
And so I think that's a good thing for Central Illinois. I think it's a great, great venue. Glad they have it.
Yeah, they also have the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts.
Yeah, and they have that too. They've been doing some good stuff there too. Yeah.
Do you know the band White Ghost Shivers by any chance?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, they were there, and I did go see that one. And that's a really nice space to hear music. And one of my guests yesterday is going to be at Castle Theater tomorrow, who is Studebaker John, blues band. He and the Hawks. So we're giving a bunch of shout outs here to Bloomington's offerings, and that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. Support for our show today on FM 90.9 comes from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods in the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. You know, there's a line in your bio here, Pokey, that says, don't dare call your music old-timey.
Yeah, I don't know where the heck that came from.
You didn't write that, I gather.
Obviously not. No, I don't. No. Mm-mm.
So you don't. You wouldn't take any exception to that term?
I would say that it is old-timey music, but we certainly do it in our own way. Yeah, I don't know why that's in there, I guess. I have to talk to the...
Yeah.
I have to talk
well,
to
I, you know, I guess it's probably...
I think they're just trying to say that, you know, it's older music for a modern crowd, mm-hmm. but...
And same. You're putting your stamp on it. I mean, you're all, what, in your 20s, I assume?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Very much mm-hmm. so.
Very much so. Yeah, rub it in. Thank you very much.
As long as it's not, you know... Indie revival folk.
Yeah, we're not doing any of that indie folk revival nonsense. Very much want to take inspiration from the people that took a American music form, kept it traditional, but put their own things on it. Nothing, you know, indie this or indie that or. We want to pride ourselves on being able to play our acoustic instruments and be good musicians. It's not always about the show. It's definitely about the music. I feel in some cases perhaps it's about the image more than it is about the music. It probably has been since the beginning of recorded music. But
I was curious
people
about
like Bob Wills and Bill Monroe and Jimmy Rogers, people that took music and did their own thing with it. Those are the people that inspire me, you know. Willie Nelson, another one. Great songwriters and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
I wonder if they're...
Not influenced by, you know, Neil Young and Led Zeppelin and people like this. You know, I'm not influenced by them at all.
Yeah, so. I don't hear any of that in your music. So
no, never will be. Not.
But I do hear some specific vocalists, but I can't think who they are. Are there some that you...
Engelbert Humperdinck is
no, no. Just in your style
of name dropping today,
style of singing, yeah. In your style of singing, is there anybody that you
the guys I mentioned, you know, Jimmy Rogers definitely is a big influence on me, at least I love the way he sings. Mm. Emmett Miller is a guy I really like. Kind of, you know, not really known all that well, but he's a great singer. I wish I could yodel like him. But
something to aspire to.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe if I could go back and, you know, when I was younger, I could sing a little higher maybe then. But anyway, Jimmy Rogers, Emmett Miller. That's a long list, man.
Sure. Well, I was just curious. And what our listeners can't see, of course, this being radio, is that there's something about mutton chops. Three of the four of you.
It's Pokey Lafarge and the facial hair three. Is that
yeah,
you call them
pretty much.
But I had them first.
You had them first? Well, you got the longest ones, too.
Yeah.
Pokey here's got the slick back hair and virtually no sideburns at all.
I'm clean shaven. I tried the facial hair thing when I was young, 19 or something like that. I was
younger,
out on the road.
Younger
thank
yeah.
you. But you know, I just got called Amish. I get the neck beard, you know. I can't get the face. So facial hair actually get facial
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Neck hair.
Right, so you went with the, you have sort of this retro look, yeah.
I don't know, I guess, yeah.
No, there's no guessing, I'm telling you. And here's a picture, you got the bow tie, you got the vest, it looks like you could be singing in a...
It's nice to look nice when you can't look nice.
Yeah, if you want to put it that way. Why don't you play us another tune?
There's no other way to put it. Well, we're going to sing a tune for our folks up there in Chicago. We had a wonderful big old sold-out show at Shuba's, so if you're listening out there, thank you for the good times. And this is what you did to us. This is a song called I Got Loaded. Here we go. 2, 3, and...
I stepped into a tavern, saw some friends of mine. There was a party underway, and the juice was really flying. I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded. I got loaded, oh, I sure got high. Told my pretty baby I wouldn't stay out no more. But every time I got up to leave, I just fell down on the floor. I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high. Made me feel so happy when it was going down. I took a sip on every trip that bottle went around. I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded. No, I sure got high. I heard somebody say, hold my soul, just let him roll until the break of day. I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high. And if you see my pretty baby, tell her this for me. I didn't mean to stay out so late, but all the slits they have here is free. And I got loaded.
I got loaded.
Yeah, I like the slits, man.
I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high.
I got loaded. I got loaded. I got loaded. I got loaded.
I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high.
Pokey the Fard in South City 3 here in our studio on Live and Local. You can hear them live and locally tonight at the Castle Theater in Bloomington. Show starts at 8 o'clock, and they are billed as performing with the Ghost Town, Ghost Town, I forgot the name of that band. What did I say the name of that band?
Ghost Town Gramophone.
Ghost Town Gramophone, there you go. And in fact, Ghost Town Gramophone, come to think of it, are going to be with the Eva Hunter Band and An Evening with Your Mother and the Palace Flophouse a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
There's some great names for
wow.
you.
Yeah.
An Eva Hunter Band. How did she get in there?
An intimate evening.
Needs to work on her name there.
Is that like a techno band?
An Evening with Your
Dance
Mother?
Dance electronic band?
No,
I was
actually.
Fine. They have the funniest names.
Actually,
a lot of them I can't even repeat on
a group
on
of
air.
Four high school kids. Who are really kind of traditional. One of them plays a fiddle, one of them sings and does some other stuff, and I'm not sure what the other two
interesting.
Have. One of them plays in my youth orchestra, as a matter of fact.
Wow, that's cool.
So that's going to be on the 21st, a week from tomorrow, at the Independent Media Center in Urbana, and that's at 6
so
o'clock.
So it's an evening with An Evening with Your Mother.
It's actually billed as the Eva Hunter Band with these other bands.
I see.
Depends where you see it. How it's built, I've noticed. Here's another thing from your bio, and let's see if we can shoot this one down too. Let's just leave it at this. You refer to yourself as, or whoever wrote this refers to yourself as, a purist in American roots music. Would you say that's true? Is that accurate?
I think so. I guess so. Sure.
And what does that mean?
Ooh, what does that mean? That's a how much time do we have?
32 minutes.
I mean, you know, I did just say words such as indie folk nonsense and say that I don't particularly enjoy Neil Young and Led Zeppelin, so I think that already constitutes that. I do much prefer older styles of music. The thing that drew me to this music at a young age was specifically the acoustic music, the old acoustic music, and the simplicity and the honesty in the music and everything, and the tone of the acoustic instruments and everything like that. No frills, no fancy stuff, you know what I mean? Just playing good old country music and blues and jazz and whatever those genres mean. So, yeah.
So
I guess I'm pretty purist, I guess.
Part of the pure is...
I'm open-minded, though. I just like acoustic. Folk music of all kinds. I enjoy music from all over the world, Eastern Europe, West Africa, you know, all over the place. It's just, you know, soul music, you know. That's the stuff that I personally enjoy.
soul music of a different
soul
kind
music of
than
a different
is usually
kind.
Thought.
Exactly.
Of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you borrow tunes? Write your own tunes?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, that last tune both. Actually was. Yeah. Well, we mostly play, you know, tunes that I've written, and you know, like the new album we have coming out is like what 13 tunes, and they're all by my own pen. And the last album we had three covers, I guess you could say. They're public domain pretty much, you know. But yeah, like the first tune we played was a Tampa Red song.
And how do the tunes come together? Is it, you know, you put the basics down and the guys join in and
shape it? Of course everyone's got their own standpoint. You can't have it any other way, you know. The band, these guys all grew up together. They all play together so well. So to have a tune arranged coming to them and saying, this is exactly how it's going to go, this is how exactly it's going to be, would just be limiting their playing. So, yeah, the tunes get written by myself, the lyrics and the chord progressions and stuff like that. Sometimes melodies and licks and whatnot, but the finishing touches definitely get put on by all of us collectively.
So you say the other three, you guys grew up together, meaning you three were a unit? And
the South City three did, yeah.
Pretty much.
Joined in,
yeah,
or
I mean,
what?
They're all from St. Louis. I'm from Illinois.
Yeah.
You are from Illinois.
Yeah.
We were a unit of trouble and more of a force of nature than a band.
A unit of trouble.
Around high school, we all met.
We had a good
music program at our high school. So.
Basically, they went to high school and had a guitar class.
Yeah.
They had a class to play guitar.
And that was the only class we went to.
2 hours every day.
Yeah.
The only class you went to.
Oh. Pretty much.
I could sleep there, too. That was nice.
But and yet only one of you is playing guitar.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, like I said, I slept there.
We can all
there.
Play guitar. Yeah.
Ryan here plays. They all play a lot of different instruments. And
yeah,
stuff.
We can play a lot of stuff.
Well, Ryan, you do a mean harmonica, as you've already demonstrated twice, and pretty good on the modified washboard here as well, along with a little car
modified,
horn.
Modified. They're all modified. So, right?
Yeah.
So accoutrement-phonic, as my uncle calls it.
Accoutrement-phonic?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff on there. Well, we'll hear it again, I'm sure. Cowbell.
Oh, you actually know what that word means?
No, is that an actual word?
I don't know. See,
I don't think it is.
Accoutrement-phonic?
Kind of made up.
You played it off.
It's from two parts. Accoutrement, meaning accessories, and phonic, meaning of sound.
Sound of creation, yeah. So
accessories of sound. Yeah.
Well, that's not the first he's word that used that word around you.
It's
surely.
Not. No, no. I'm too busy talking.
You're just playing up for the interview, right?
No, I actually, I never honestly knew what that word meant.
Now you do.
Because we usually get said and we don't have time to explain it, but now we have all this time.
But you have all these bus rides that you run around in together.
Oh, we don't talk during the band.
Yeah, we more just kind of grunt and laugh. And
there seems to me to be a lot of vaudeville in your show. I mean, I haven't seen the visual show, but even just looking at pictures and hearing you guys saying that it doesn't seem like it's straight out. It's not straight ahead old time music in a way.
Well, you know,
it's like you've been influenced by somebody's stage show in a really kind of amusing and fun way.
Well, you know, it's you could put it in the aspect of, like, say for instance, like a lot of jazz people, you know, they like to, you know, sit and analyze the music. The guys won't necessarily put on a performance. They could play all the greatest licks in the world, but then they'll be discounting a guy who sounds really raw on his horn, and he could be putting on the best show ever because he's got all the feeling in the world and he's putting on a show. I would prefer to have something raw and performance-based than somebody who's really stiff and just ripping out the best licks he could have in the world. So it's about having a good time just as much as it is about playing good music, and we enjoy the music we play, enjoy playing for people every night. We're lucky to be able to make a living performing old music around the world, so we have a good time doing it.
And the band's been around how long?
I guess we're going on 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. I think three.
I would say this is
like our third.
Yeah.
This is the third year. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we're right at 3 years.
I would say too about the stage show. It's I don't think it's necessarily so much that we are influenced by them so much as it when you do live performance, the stage show just kind of builds in a similar way. The vaudeville performer would build his stage show. It's just in terms of communicating with the crowd, communicating with the other members on stage.
And the more you feel comfortable performing, the more your own personality will come out and showcase itself and everything, you know.
For better or worse. Yeah.
For better or worse. Yeah.
Well, let's hear another side of your musical personality.
Okay. Ain't the same. Okay. We're going to do another new tune here. This is a song off the Middle of Everywhere album that'll be coming out in July.
This it looks like we're about to do an instrument change here.
We're
going to.
No, just an accessory.
Oh, an accoutrement.
No. accoutrement phonic guitar.
Accoutrement. Yeah, this is a.
Oh, we're going to do a little slide guitaring here.
There we go.
We were just talking about that with Studebaker John yesterday. He was sort of trying to explain that the difference between slide and regular guitar, and you just heard it right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, if you want, I would recommend, before listening to blues stuff, definitely listening to some of the early Hawaiian music. If you want to listen to some good slide stuff, start at the beginning.
I'd say either or, because blues stuff is more like grasping to an early student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess maybe so.
And it's
depends on what you're into, I guess.
Yeah, and where you're from, because in St. Louis, they'll teach you blues first before you teach
They'll you teach you,
else.
Quote, blues.
But then, oh.
Meaning like, dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, I don't know, have you ever gotten a lesson in St. Louis?
Yeah. I'm just saying the blues that you see around is more often than not the blues hammer stuff. But
It's best to learn pop before you learn anything else.
Let's play a tune. This is a tune called
This sounds like a political conversation.
I think it is, kind of. 2, 3, and. He's got skeletons in his closet. You once had a demon girl, but you lost it. Now what he's got, what you got, they ain't the same. No, they ain't the same. While you was in school, I seen the world twice round. I'm living free, man, while you're busy chained down. Now what you got, what I got, they ain't the same. No, they ain't the same. What's on my mind? We looking forward, girl. You know we ain't looking behind. Now what you got? What I got? What you want? What I want? Well, they're the same. They're the same. Why? 'Cause we're the same. We're the same. We're the same. We're the same. Yeah, we're the same.
Live and local, it's Pokey Lafarge in the South City 3. And I don't know what he's doing with that guitar.
Well,
there.
I got some my first feedback last night, like from the monitor.
Right.
My guitar was feeding back, and I put my guitar up there and did the whole thing for the first time. I'd never done that before.
We don't have that in here.
I know, yeah. But I was just.
He was just doing that thing.
Just doing that,
ladies
thing.
And gentlemen, and
just doing you, that thing. Doing that
you
thing.
Couldn't see it. We've got a couple of instruments there that. Ryan hasn't pulled up just yet, but I assume we're going to.
And one? The snare
just
drum.
One, I guess just the snare drum, yeah.
Do it. Pack it up.
And what is this can that says drunken filth?
Oh, that's just, it's a warning.
Roundups.
It's a warning.
It's just what?
The Roundups.
It's a band called the Roundups, based out of St. Louis.
Oh, I see.
They're,
okay.
And they're drunk and filthy.
But what is that can? Is that an instrument of some kind, or is that just a container?
Washboard supplies.
You get all kinds of old-looking stuff here, including some of the, various accoutrements of clothing and things, and suspenders and...
The guitars are old, too.
Yeah, well, talk to me about yours. That looks...
It's custom. It's a... Well, it's just the body's in the neck for the most part. Silver tone. It's from the 50s or so.
Looks like it's been through the ringer.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't in the best shape when I got it. Of course, I did most of this here on the
scraping off the
quote
finish.
Pick guard, which of course it's all assembly line guitar. It's all painted on and stuff. But our good friend Matt Wilson did the custom stuff here, the deco things on the neck and the frets and the bridge is a lightning bolt shaped, carved out of rosewood, and the tuners are different too.
And you have quite a variety of picks that you keep pulling out of your pocket.
Yeah, I use a flat pick sometimes, but mostly I use thumb picks and stuff.
And somebody. Also pulled off your website somewhere said that your guitar sometimes sounds like a ukulele.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they were.
Yeah,
I don't know what they were opinion. On when they were.
Yeah, maybe they're.
Well, it does depending upon how you're playing.
They also said
playing.
That I sing like a transgendered punk Bessie Smith.
Yes,
which is another interesting.
I quoted that. I quoted that review.
What
the
hell does that mean,
anyway? I don't know, but it isn't.
He's shaking his head back. He's like, I don't know, man. He's
is
like,
that a good
he's
thing?
Looking at me. He's like,
and there was something about Pee Wee Herman in there too. The same line.
I get Pee Wee Herman a lot, actually.
Well, that's part. You know, you're kind of a skinny guy, and you kind of got the
dark
you got
hair.
The slick hair going
you know,
on, and
I guess
who knows.
Anyway, his guitar's old too. That's a
yeah. It doesn't have an exact year because it doesn't have a serial number in it. But once again, our buddy Matt Wilson, he knows all this stuff, and he was saying they made this between 40 and 50, specifically because of the headstock logo. It's a pretty odd K logo.
That's a Sears guitar, too, right?
You don't see it too often. Yeah, I think K and
that's a K.
Sears Roebuck combined at some point. The K Company was originally its own
just
company
K,
before
yeah.
it got picked up.
K Company, the people Sears. Who make basses or did make
it,
basses?
Yeah, they, K-Bass? The very same, yeah.
Are they still around?
Yeah, in some form or fashion.
Yeah, the basses though they Kay sold the basses to Engelhard, and like this is an Engelhard bass that I got, and they make them on all the same like old jigs and everything, but they use a lot like different glue and different wood nowadays, and they're a little bit cheaper than the old Kays were.
My old bass was an old blonde K.
Nice. I mean, that was nice.
Yeah,
it was terrible, but it sure looked cool. I don't know where my mom got it, but the fingerboard was kind of off center, but it's the only blonde bass I've ever seen.
They're
kind of yellow blonde.
Sears made some good stuff, man.
Yeah.
So K was part of Sears.
It became
eventually it did. I think actually it was around the 40s when they switched over. Don't quote me on that. I'm not really sure.
Because I would think if you went today, if Sears Roebuck sold guitars anymore, if you went there, you'd think, ooh,
right.
That's not much of a guitar.
Yeah. First act quality.
Yeah. That was different then, huh?
Yeah.
They don't make things like they used to.
That's for sure.
See, that goes right along. That goes right along.
That's
with
another
your
reason
whole
why
approach.
I wear the clothes that I wear.
The
if
whole
you're
purist.
So interested
yeah.
in that?
Yeah, that's right. You got this sort of.
These guitars are tough. I mean, aside from being reasonably priced, they can hold up the test of road and being played 10 hours a day for 100 days in a row, so if anything that's proved itself worthy, and that I'll keep going back to the old guitars.
Plus, if I might add, there's just also a testament to old guitars that are already broken in and everything. Our new guitars just have that new guitar sound. Just
new guitar sound, new
good.
String sound, it's all terrible to me.
So
you got to get it broken in and
worn
out.
It's
and
like
then
you know,
it
it's like a
baseball
mitt. You know, it takes a while to wear it in, run it over with
look
the
at
car.
This guy.
Occasionally.
I like that. Dropping the baseball mitt metaphor. I love it. He doesn't even like baseball. I love it.
Is that true? You don't like baseball?
Oh, that's absolutely true. I think it's such a big commercialization, but that's, you know, most
I'm a huge baseball fan, by the way, so I'll go ahead and, you know, that's why I said I will.
You know, you all are creating enemies as we, the longer we go.
this is why I don't talk in the microphone that often.
I'm not going to tell you which Chicago team I support. I support all of the Chicago teams, but when it comes to baseball, there's only one, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. But I support them all, and I will say at this point, the Bulls.
Oh, I can get down to some basketball, yeah. Doubles.
Let me just say right now that today's broadcast on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from these business partners. Jarman Center of Tuscola, Family Video Movie Club of Springfield, Fertilizer Dealer Supply of Philo. These business partners join the Friends of WILL in making great programs possible. And we thank you always for your support of public radio. It's Pokey Lafarge in the South City 3. They're live with us here in our studio on Live and Local, and they're going to be at the Castle Theater in Bloomington tonight at 8 o'clock, along with Ghost Town Gramophone. And doors open at 7 o'clock. If you want tickets, it's just castletheater.org, I believe. And although I've lost that information, too. I've lost this piece of paper about 5 times this week.
You're losing it.
Yeah, let's not go there. All right, what do we got next here?
The snare drum is here.
The snare drum is here.
Snare drum's here.
Yet another of Ryan Canning's accoutrements.
There it is. So we did a record with this guy named Jack White down in Nashville. This is the B-side of the record, the 45 that we have. So if you have a record player, you can purchase it tonight. It has a song called Pack It Up.
Trouble's got you outnumbered. You know that you got to go somewhere so that you can do something to ease your worried mind. Who cares what they say? It's your chance to make it your way. I suggest you take it today before you run out of time. Go and pack your suitcase and this time do it right. Come out and take your place on the road tonight. Cash your chips in on a dream. Life's a big old slot machine. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and it's a Q, R, S. Take a tip from me. There's a lot of mighty fine scenery around this great big country. So if you're feeling a little rejected, confused or disconnected, get a life that's hand-selected, boys, and come along with me. Go and pack your old suitcase. This time do it right.
That's right.
Come out and take your place on the road tonight. Cast your chips in on a dream. Life's a big old slot machine. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up. Let's do that one more time now. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up.
Cast your chips in on a dream. Life's a big old slot machine. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up. Well, go and pack your suitcase and this time do it right. Come out and take your place on the road tonight. Cast your chips in on a dream. Life's a big old slot machine. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up. We gotta go now, boy. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up. Take it to that Castle Theater tonight. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up. But we were heading south to Carpenter after that. Yeah, pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up. Let's go back to St. Louis after that, boy. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up.
I got 4 point tickets. Let's go to Harlem. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up. Yeah, man.
Pokey Lafarge in the South City 3, right here in our studio F here at Illinois Public Media on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And you just put that guitar away.
Yeah. Oh, you want us to do another one?
Oh, always. I want to hear that washboard again is what I wanted at some point here. At some point here.
That sounds like fun.
I do want to ask about, what did I want to ask about? Yeah, well, you just mentioned the various places in that you're going to be going. See, consider this an encore. You know, I just applauded like mad.
You'll add the crowd effects in later?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. I guess you just did that for me. No, you just mentioned some of the places you're going to be on this present tour, and then you're off to Holland? Is that what you snuck in there?
Yes. Well, we're going to do we have a show in St. Louis on the 20th, but then about a week after that, we go do a couple weeks in Holland, and then about four weeks in UK and Ireland.
And this is not your first overseas tour?
No, this will be, I think, our fourth or fifth or something like that.
How does this music go over there?
Great. Jazz has been popping over there all over Europe since the 20s, so there's definitely a lot of people who like the jazz stuff. Of course, with the blues started to get, I guess probably around World War II, blues started to get pretty popular over there, you know, with all the GIs and stuff like that over there, and American radio getting put over there and everything like that. I think that was probably one big mass appeal to the blues at that point. But yeah, I mean, the folk revival in the 60s, people over there know a lot about American music, sometimes more so than a lot of Americans do. So we play for a lot of older folks over there.
Yeah, I was curious if you would get the younger crowds.
But the younger crowds,
or not
they're
so
getting
much.
It. Yeah, they're getting it. You know, there's definitely a lot of people that are getting turned on to acoustic music around the world, for better or worse. But
so you said you were just up in Chicago.
We do festivals and stuff, and of course the young folks will be there too. So we do a lot of festivals.
Who was at the club in Chicago? What was the mix of that audience?
Mostly young folks. There's definitely some older people there. Mostly young people, though. Yeah, I mean, when we're in the States, we definitely play for probably 80% young folks, mm-hmm. definitely. In the UK or in Europe, definitely. Maybe it's just the people who books us. Mm-hmm. It's flipped.
Mm.
A lot of folk clubs and quiet sit-down theaters and stuff like that. So it kind of changes the show a little bit. But I think it makes us better, you know.
When you during your stage show, the songs that you're doing here that are relatively short, do they get extended with solos and things? Or do they tend to be relative? Are we hearing them on the show now as people are likely to hear them tonight?
Maybe, yeah. In some cases, for the most part, yeah. There's certainly some other tunes that will, you know, show pieces, if you will, that are tunes that will get extended out and everything like that. We don't jam or anything like that.
Well, that's what I wanted.
You know, we definitely get it. You know, these boys.
We definitely improv.
So yeah, a lot of improv stuff.
It's not
stuff,
the same every time. But.
I'm not a guitar player, so I'll improv vocally and different things like that. These boys will improv with their instruments, will extend parts and let them do their best to make the audience ears bleed.
You say you're not a guitar player.
Not really. I'm not really that good. I mean, I can't
what are
rip
you?
Out solos or anything like that. You know what I mean?
What are you?
I'm a singer, I guess, if anything.
You're listed here as playing banjo, but you didn't bring that along.
I didn't bring the tenor banjo with me. No, I didn't.
But you do that, and you'll do that in the show.
I'll play some tenor banjo, yeah.
Are you more of a banjoist or a guitarist?
Definitely not. No, I'm not more of a guitar player, yeah.
All right, so that's...
Trying to be a tenor banjoist.
That's a color instrument for you right now.
Sure. Yeah, my grandfather played that instrument. He passed along to me. I'm just getting started on it, so got a long way to go.
Did you get some of this musical bit from your family?
I was always, you know, older folks. I was always, you know, close to the older folks in my family. Still am, but a lot of history buffs, and I was always into the history. But I found the music specifically pretty much on my own. Mm. My first guitar was bought for me by my grandfather. He was definitely involved, but...
And I was just, I don't know why I was thinking about this while you were playing that last tune, but I was just kind of curious, what kind of music do y'all listen to? Just for fun.
Lots of different styles.
Yeah, lots of different styles. Old jug band music, ragtime, country blues, that's what I like to listen to. Actually, someone asked me last night what my favorite band was, which I hate that question, so I told him what was in my CD player instead. And I was listening to some Luke Jordan before I left. I was showing a traveler friend of mine that had come into town some of his stuff, and he's a great guitar player, great singer, and I really draw from the country blues stuff myself.
Joel?
Hmm?
What do you got in your CD player?
Oh, right now in my CD player, I just got Milton Brown box set.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me who Milton Brown is. I'm ignorant.
Milton Brown and his
musical
brownies. I was just reading the book, but yeah, he was... him and Bob Wills were, like, I guess, the originators of Western swing. Is that what you'd say?
Bob, yeah. I guess Milton Brown's probably known as the father, and Bob Wills is probably known as the king.
Yeah, yeah, one of those types of things.
Different labels, same kind of stuff.
Yeah. Milton Brown died in 36, so pretty much Bob Wills, you know, took over and was the man at that point, mm-hmm. you know.
And Bob Wills married his widow, apparently.
That's right, yeah. Pretty crazy
okay,
stuff.
Well then. And Ryan, what's in your CD player?
Oh, man, let's see.
Or
recently,
what's likely to be it?
Well, recently on my turntable is Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man. And I'm dead serious, dude.
Yes, he is.
pretty much, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Dollar Bin Country Records. Really cheesy, weepy girl singers, sometimes concept albums. Like, I have a Jeannie C. Riley record that's all about, like...
Oh, man, Jeannie C. Riley is awesome.
It's all about people she knew in school. Every song is, like, you know, Billy... or Jenny, or
a concept,
and then oh, and actually,
she likes talking about school.
Tammy Wynette Tammy Wynette does a whole set about Daddy being gone and from the child's perspective.
Wow.
So yeah, that kind of stuff. Also, but I mean, I listen to everything. Absolutely.
That sounds like an essay in the making of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write your thesis on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I could do that. But also, yeah, recently...
Like the whatever happened to Baby Jane, that Daddy song? Like, I'm writing a letter to Daddy. His home is heaven above.
No, it's more of let's see, all the other kids in school have daddies...
With Betty Davis?
7 days a week.
The Betty Davis.
The old
beat
that
you
kind
with
of
a
stuff.
Turquoise chain.
I just bought a Kitty Wells record.
It's what is it? No, not Betty. If you don't succeed, cry again. That's another one. But first, you don't succeed.
Well, before we hear an encore from Pokey Lafarge and crew, let me run down some of these other events going on in our listening area to see if you can get a few. Depending upon what you're up for, there's lots for you to go out and do, including some straight-ahead theater. It's the show Mornings at 7 being put on by the Springfield Theater Center at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Garfield Montessori School in Decatur is presenting Annie Jr. at Lincoln Square Theater tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The Arcadia Chamber Players performing their spring concert at Deborah Suter's studio in Urbana tonight at 7, and then there's a dinner concert tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You need to call for reservations. Look up Arcadia Chamber Players online. The Freak Brothers with Kevin Elliott are at the Independent Media Center in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. Rantoul Theater Group presents A Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare at Grissom Hall Theater in Rantoul tonight and tomorrow at 8, and Sunday matinee at 2. Urbana High School Jazz Cafe is tonight at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, sorry, in Urbana at the high school. An Americana band called Dusty Wallets are at Kickapoo Landing in Oakfield tonight at 5:30. Big Blue Stem String Band and the Sugar Prophets are both at Memphis on Main and Champaign tonight, 6 o'clock for the Big Blue Stem and 8 o'clock for the Sugar Prophets. Brooke Thomas and the Blue Suns are at Indigo Restaurant in Springfield tonight at 8 o'clock. It's the Almost A Trio at Bouvon Wine Bar in Urbana tonight at 6 o'clock. Chicago Farmer is at Six Strings in Bloomington tonight at 8 o'clock. Mentioned earlier, the Hot Club of San Francisco with Isabelle Fontaine, show called Meet Me in Paris Behind the Curtain at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur tomorrow night at 7. And a singer-songwriter evening to benefit the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. Jeff Arrigo, Michael Kameen, Mike Meadows, and John Elder at the home of Danny Otto and Barb Schenck. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's the Milliken Jazz Bash Indicator tomorrow afternoon at 2 at Lock, Stock, and Barrel. And finally, the Bodacious String Band are at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood Sunday evening at 5:30. Support for our show comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines for the serious collector, the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a lineup of 20 wines. Details are at thecorkscrew.com. And this is Illinois Public Media, WYLFM, and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. And Pokey Lafarge in the South City 3 will be at the Castle Theater in Bloomington tonight at 8 o'clock, along with Ghost Town Gramophone. And that web address is the castletheater.com. I had it wrong earlier. And for more information on Pokey Lafarge, it's pokeylafarge.net. That's PokeyLafarge.net. Their new CD is coming out shortly, and it's called Middle of Everywhere. There's other CDs you can access on that website as well. What are we going to go out with, gentlemen?
Well, I'm seeing some family. Tonight is a tune written on some of the words my mother told me when I left many years ago. To go traveling out around the country. She said, if you can't make money, then you better make friends. I think we've succeeded to do one of those two things. Sometimes not all together. This is a tune called Ain't the Money. 2, 3, and...
home 6 o'clock in the morning on a stormy summer day. My mother told me lots of things to carry me on my way. But above all, the thing that I best recall for you friends, I will say, now if you can't make money,
if you can't make money,
then you better make friends.
Then you better make friends.
Yes, and if you can't make up your mind about one Illinois girl so fine, hell with it, man. Yeah, no, take your time.
I got the message, I heard the words about money, pals, and all the pretty gals.
Sure enough for me, a guy just 2 out of 3. You know what ain't money.
So take it,
oh, you don't better not waste it. You're only given one shimmy, man, so if you shake it, oh, but don't break it, no. See somebody walking down the road with their head.